Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. I'm your host today to answer your questions about calcium bentonite clay. I want to discuss with the listeners for the next 2 weeks. We seem to have had very small attendance to these, and maybe two a month is too many, and I know everybody is especially busy in the spring, and it might be better just to do one a month. So I want to kind of bounce that off you and get some feedback and see what you think about that. So if you could email me or text me and let me know if you think that would be a good idea. I know some people go and listen afterwards, but if the callers aren't there and aren't asking questions, there's not much to listen to. So that being said, let me go over to the Q&A and see if we have any questions waiting. Stacy in Coventry, I'm not sure the type of calcium bentonite clay mixture to use for dogs, hydrated or liquid drinking, or is it a one-to-one ratio of clay to water? I have a German Shepherd, which I give a teaspoon, and a pug, which I give a teaspoon. What about my 9-pound cat? How much and what type of consistency for the cat? Well, you can take the clay mass once you make it into a mud. Some clays are 1-to-1. The clay I use is a 3-to-1, one part clay to 3 parts water. It's a swelling clay, and you actually get more clay for your money. Because if you hydrate, if you're in a blender, you put 3 cups of water and 1 cup of clay, you're going to have a 3-cup quantity of the clay mask. And for the German Shepherd, you can use 2 teaspoons. And for the pug and the cat, 1 teaspoon is good. You can't overdose them on clay if you let them have it free fall. Animals in the wild will go find clay licks and wallers, and they will lick the clay. If it's near a stream, they'll eat it. And if it's just a dry clay bed, they'll lay and roll in it. So I don't think you can overdose them. I think they have an instinct to know how much to take. And you're just barely giving that German Shepherd any. So go ahead and do that with, if yours is a 1-to-1 ratio, make it into a mud, probably would be about the consistency of sour cream, and then it's easier to spread on their food. Sometimes I make the liquid clay and just pour an ounce or two. If you use 2 ounces, you're giving them a teaspoon of clay. Okay, wait a minute. I see now you're giving the German Shepherd a tablespoon. That's good. That's good. I'd continue with that. I started to say a tablespoon at first anyway. Yeah, there are different ways to do it. If you use it in the liquid form with the triple swelling clay, it's a 1-to-8 ratio, and you would want to get a tablespoon, you would need to give about 3 ounces of the liquid. Okay, and Stacy again. I'm new to clay. I don't understand using a blender to mix the clay with water. When I hear, keep the clay away from metal, doesn't the blender blades interact with the clay? Also, how long does it take for the different types of clay mixtures, mask and drinking, to hydrate if I simply sandwich the clay between layers in a 32-ounce jar? I'm supposed to shake the jar or just let it sit there for days to absorb. There is a difference between blender mixed clay and clay left to absorb water on its own. Is there a difference? There is no difference. You know, when I first heard about it, they said layer the clay in water, and then you'd have to wait 24 hours or however long it took to, you could put it in a clear plastic where you could see where it was fully hydrated and there weren't any dry spots. But you're not leaving the clay exposed to the blender blades for very long. So it's in prolonged contact. In other words, after you mix it, stop and wash your blender blades immediately. You don't want to leave it in there because it's going to rust your blades. That short contact is not going to affect the clay. So I like to use the blender if you're using a 1-to-1 clay, put 1 cup of clay to 1 cup of water, blend it on high for 30 seconds or so, and then pour it into a container. Let it sit for about 10 to 15 minutes open before you put the lid on it so it can finish swelling and absorbing the moisture. I don't know if the 1-to-1 clay swells like the 3-to-1 that I use. When I mix it, I have to let it sit for a little while to finish swelling and absorbing the water. And it'll be watery at first, but give it about 15 minutes and it'll be a nice pudding or sour cream consistency. If you go to my information site, www.bentoniteclayinfo.com, there's a book on there, How to Kickstart Your Day with the Triple Swelling Calcium Bentonite Clay, and the mixing directions in there are for the Triple Swelling Living Clay. The Living Clay brand is that I used, and you may not be able to get it where you are. So just go with whatever your manufacturer says on how to mix it. And all clays work some. Some just work better than others. So I think that would, there's a lot of information on there, testimonials, how to use, how to make a poultice, how to make an eye wash, just all kinds of directions. And it tells you about not leaving it in prolonged contact with metal. You don't want to put it in a jar with a metal lid. It's going to rust the metal. So, or you wouldn't want to put it in a metal bowl. I think my daughter puts it over her dog food and they eat out of a metal bowl, but it doesn't stay in there very long because they eat it pretty quick. All right, good questions there. And welcome to Clay. Any questions you have, I'll try to answer them for you. Okay, Gabriella Addington. Hi, Perry. I hope you are well, and thank you for all you do for us clay people. I've written you before here from Denmark. Yes, I remember you, Gabriella. We started on clay because we were convinced that my husband was contaminated with mercury. Now we have the nail test back, and the mercury level is okay now. So clay has done its job. He is still sick, though, and there are other levels the test that are too high or too low. Too low on molybdenum, a bit high in selenium, a bit high in magnesium, very much too high in lithium, too strong in strontium. Boy, you really gave him a good test. Too high in cerium. Very much high in cesium, very much high in uranium, very much high in manganese. My husband has been through many scans and injected contrast because of kidney stones. And in the last 2 years, due to examinations because of his condition, now we do not know how to proceed. Can you give us some advice? The hospital cannot say what's wrong with him. Too much, much love. Gabrielle and Joe Earn. Gabriella, he needs to be taking clay baths. If you can get a good clay and mix it into a liquid and pour it into the bathtub, I would start him with 2 cups of clay dissolved in liquid. I use a blender. With the living clay, you would use, just fill it halfway with water, put your 1 or 2 cups in, and then fill it to about an inch of the top and blend it, and then start your nice warm bath water and go pour it in there, wash it out under the faucet, get all the clay out and off the blades, and then let him get in there and soak. He can stay in 30 minutes. He can stay in all afternoon if he wants to. It's going to get cold. Get down in the water as much as possible. Take a cup and a wash rag so you can keep the clay stirred up. It tends to settle to the bottom. And I take a great big plastic cup and I pour it over my neck and my shoulders. I want to get all my lymph glands exposed to it. He should take 2 a week. He can take them every day if he wants to really get rid of it. You don't need to rinse off when you get out, just dry off. He's been exposed to a lot of toxicity is what's happened. I don't know what element he has worked in or if it's all been from all the tests and things that you've given him. If he's high in uranium and selenium and, you know, some of those, he's been exposed to stuff. You might see, with that much exposure and that many toxins, you may see a change in the color of the clay when you get it out of the bathwater the first time, as it's drawing it out. And if you'll have him drinking the liquid clay, those kidney stones, we had a gentleman that had kidney stones and he started drinking 6 ounces or 8 ounces of the clay 3 times a day, and he could usually tell when he was trying to pass a kidney stone for the pain, and he had a light pain, and when he urinated, he noticed it looked like there was sand in there. He told his wife, and he caught some of it and showed him to a friend who was a nurse, and she said, something's broken up the kidney stones, and you're passing them in little pieces. So get him on the drinking clay daily. With the living clay, you know, I would start him at 2 ounces 3 times a day, and if you can build up to 3 ounces, you may want to go to 6 ounces, and keep that up. I'm sorry, 8 ounces 3 times a day, and keep that up for a month, and then you can back down and find maybe 3 or 4 ounces twice a day will be enough. So get them through that high spot of cleaning internally and externally. What's already stored in the body can only be removed by clay baths or topical applications. If you live near the ocean and it's summertime, take your clay with you, put on your bikini or your little bathing suit and lather up with clay and let the sun dry it. Just walk around and let it dry and then go jump in the ocean. You got the advantage salt is pulling too. Sun drying energizes the clay, so that would be another way to, it's a little awkward and people are going to look at you, but you're going to get detox good. I would keep up with the test and see how he's progressing, but I think if he takes 2 clay baths a week or maybe even 3, he's going to get a lot of that stuff out of him and going to feel a whole lot better. We had a young boy that worked at a chemical plant for many, many years, and he was getting sick, and his mother insisted he take a clay bath, and when he got out, the clay had turned to a thick tar-like substance, and they had to actually scoop it up and said we had to use rubber gloves. It was so toxic, and there were fumes. So they had to scrape it out of the bathtub with the newspaper. But I've seen another person who pumped diesel for 17 years, and the clay turned orange around the rim of his first bath, and he called his wife in, and he said, look, that's the color of diesel. And so I don't know if he's going to have a change in the clay or not. Don't be alarmed. It's all a good sign that it's working. And we're pulling for him, and let me know how he does. And I'm pleased that he got rid of mercury, because the mercury is pretty deeply sequestered when it gets into the body. Unless it's recently absorbed, it usually can get deep in the muscles and take a while to get it out. But how long did he go between the tests? I'm wondering. So let me know on that too, okay? Thank you. Another question, can calcium bentonite clay help remove nicotine from the body and alleviate the withdrawals? I don't know about alleviating the withdrawals, but I had one lady who smoked 2 packs a day for all of her life. She was an older lady, and she started taking clay baths, and her first clay baths turned brown, her first 3, to pulling the nicotine out of her body. So I know it can help remove the nicotine. I don't know about the withdrawals. I think part of that's going to have to be willpower, chewing on a stick or something. I don't know. My father-in-law, when he quit, he would be riding his horse in the pasture, and he'd break a branch off a tree, and he'd kind of chew on it and play like it was a cigarette. And he'd just inhale air and then exhale air. But whatever it takes and however it helps to get off of it, it's not an easy task, but we can definitely remove that nicotine, and I would definitely have him drinking it. It may help with the withdrawals, lighten him a little bit. I just really don't know. So let me know what he noticed, or what whoever this is noticed. There's no email address here or name. All right. Can clay help with a dog that has low thyroid issues? I don't know why not, because I know it helps people. I would look on the internet to see where his thyroid is located. A lot of times putting a topical application of the thyroid will stimulate it. It's funny how clay works. With constipation, it can stop constipation, and it can also stop diarrhea. And yet there are some people that the constipation they just keep having because their digestive system is out of balance. But I've noticed that clay, I've had testimonials from people with high thyroid and low thyroid. In both cases, it balances it out and gets it back to a normal status. So using it the same way. So if you can find out where his thyroid is, maybe shave that area a little bit and put some clay on him at night and let it dry and just leave it on there. You can put it on during the day too. But I think that would help him. And I would definitely give him the clay, a larger dog, a tablespoon, and the smaller ones, one or two teaspoons. The medium ones, give them 2 teaspoons. Or you can pour the liquid over their food. Can clay help with energy? If so, how much do I need to drink daily? We get people saying when they start drinking clay, they notice their energy level shoots up. I would start with 2 ounces 3 times a day, build up to 3 or 4 ounces as needed. You might notice it right away. We've given it to old lethargic dogs and cats who had no energy and couldn't get around. Their bones ached and they just crippled around. They could no longer jump on the furniture or go up the stairs. And after 3 days of putting the clay in their food, this one lady came down and she couldn't find the dog, and he always stayed downstairs because he couldn't get up the stairs. It was too painful for him. And she thought, oh, I'll kill that dog with that clay my brother gave me. And he's gone off somewhere and he's hidden and died. And she kept looking all over and couldn't find him. She went upstairs carrying some laundry to put up, and she heard this thump, 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 and looked in her daughter's bedroom. And there he was up on the bed, just laying there thumping his tail. So another one, a friend of mine, and I've seen this dog, and he could barely get around. Just tiptoed. I thought, he's just on death's edge. And she started feeding him the clay, and I asked her, I said, well, how's Tiger doing on the clay? And she said, well, I guess it's working pretty good. He chased a squirrel yesterday. So that's what I call energy. So get some in you and on you, and it will work. Play with the amount. You can start out with 2 ounces 2 to 3 times a day. And just notice what you feel. Clay is very subtle when it works, very gentle. You'll have a sore, a cut, or a pain or something on your leg, and you forget about it, and all of a sudden you realize you haven't felt the pain in a few days, and you think, when did I quit feeling that pain? It just takes away the pain, and so it works very gently, and you have to be aware to catch when it's kicking in. Will brushing with clay powder remove plaque from our teeth? It definitely helps, and it will also lighten the teeth a little bit, particularly from coffee and tea stains. Doesn't make a Matthew McConaughey white. I mix a clay powder, and I use the clay, and I put a little cloves in it and a little stevia, and trying to think what else. I think that's it. Cloves and stevia. And I mix it up dry. Oh, and I put some drops of peppermint oil in it. Now, you have to get rubber gloves and mash that peppermint oil because it'll ball up and you'll just have a little ball of peppermint. But just mash it and, you know, get it all dispersed in the powder. And I just put on rubber gloves and feel it. You'll feel those little lumps of it and mash it. And I do that to about a cup of clay, put a couple of drops of peppermint, and I'm generous with my cloves. I use, two teaspoons of the clove powder and stir it all in there. And then I put my toothpaste on it because I like the sudsing action. And I wet it and I kind of tap the water off and then I dip it in the powder and coat the toothbrush and brush with it. You can also pack your gums with clay at night if you have deep, a lot of that plaque gets down under the gum line. So if you can get a ridge of clay on a popsicle stick or the handle of your toothbrush, pull your cheek out and try to dump it between your cheek and gums. If it gets on your tongue, it's okay. If you swallow a little, it's okay. But get it down in those gums. And if you do that a couple of cut tights times a month, it's going to really help. I had a lady who was scheduled for pyorrhea surgery, and pyorrhea is when that plaque gets down there and then the bacteria gets down there and all gets diseased, and they have to go pull back the gum layer and scrape all that plaque out. And she was scheduled for surgery on Friday, and we met her on Sunday. She learned about the clay. She started packing her teeth with it, and when she went back to the doctor, he said, "I don't know what you've been doing, but your gums have cleared up. Let's keep doing this. Keep doing what you're doing, and I don't think we're going to need this surgery." So, yes, it works, but you got to use it. Okay, good questions today. Oh, I have a gentleman, Socrates, from South India. Welcome. Balanitis can be cured by calcium bentonite clay internally. I don't know what balanitis is. I'll look it up. But Cheryl, if you could look that up and then maybe tell me what it is, and then I will address that more. Well, it's good to know. Bentonite clay can cure so many things. In my book, I have over 180 different applications for different ailments. So it's very good at removing things. Can clay remove an unwanted tattoo, and what would be the protocol to use it? A long time ago when they first started doing tattoos, the inks weren't as specialized as they are today, and you could remove them. With today's ink, I don't know if that is possible, but all you have to do is make the mask and put it on and cover it with a piece of saran wrap or Glad press and seal and leave it on, and during the day put it on and let it dry. If you can get out in the sun with it, it may lighten it some. I don't know if it'll go deep enough to totally remove it. The art of tattooing is much more improved than it was many years ago. And at one time I read you could do it using that, but I think with today's increased standards of clays and machinery to apply it, that may not be the case, but it's worth a try. And it does lighten things, so I would definitely do it. Just put a smear of it over the tattoo, let it dry, wash it off, put some more on. Go out, and if you can expose the tattoo to the sunlight, I think that will help lighten it. Debbie in Santa Rosa. A month ago, I had my gallbladder removed. My doctor told me to stop all health-type products for a month. So starting today, I will get back on my clay regime. Will I see anything different now that I don't have my gallbladder taking clay? Also, a friend has developed rosacea. I wanted to share with him about the clay, but I really don't think he will try it. How do you get skeptical people to take the clay? That's a very good question. Well, you get them to go to the website and look at the testimonials on that specific area. So you would go to skincare, and there are four different categories there, and rosacea is one of them, and have them read the testimonials. Now, it may get more red at first. They may not entirely go away. Some people have entirely gone away. Some people, it just lessens it. And I guess it depends on the degree of rosacea that you have. And, you know, it's difficult with stuff, topical people. If you can get them to use it for anything and it helps, they begin to believe in it and trust the clay. You know, like an insect bite or a burn or a cut or a wound, it will heal it so quickly. And I don't think you're going to notice any effect on your gallbladder. I mean, the clay is all about balancing the body. It's not going to. Now that you have a lot of people who've had their gallbladder removed that take clay, so it's safe to do that. Wish I'd known before you had it removed, and maybe we could put a poultice over the gallbladder and started taking 8 ounces 3 times a day to see what would have happened. But that's in hindsight. So good luck with that. It sounds like you're following the doctor's order, and that's good. Okay, Debbie, I just answered that one. I like your replies. Amy, if I can't get online. I guess she meant she likes to go back and see the reviews. And if she types like me, you can hit a wrong key and it doesn't make any sense. But thank you. We post the interviews online and put the topics out there where people can go and see what's going on. If you have an open wound, would you use clay to cover it for healing? Absolutely. You want to put it over the open wound. It will clean the wound and sanitize it. I've seen it get rid of gangrene and pus. So you want to put the wet clay thickly over the area, cover it with some saran wrap or press and seal, take it off, gently wash it off, and put more on, and it will heal very quickly. There is new testimony, and I haven't put it on the website yet, a lady who had a diabetic ulcer on her heel, about the size of a 50-cent piece and very deep, and they had given her 2 rounds of high-powered antibiotic. It hadn't cut the gangrene, and they were going to amputate. When a friend talked her into letting her apply the clay, in 4 days it started drying up the ulcer, changed it significantly. She kept it up for 45 days, and her foot, you can't even tell where the sore was, and it peeled all of the dead, callous, dried skin off, and it's like a baby's foot. It's all pink and healthy. It was absolutely amazing, and they took pictures along the way. So that is just boggled my mind. I also had a lady that came to me, and I'm working on the testimonial now with pictures, and she had a malignant carcinoma mole on her hand, and she went to the doctor. Well, she had this place on her hand, and she went to the doctor, and they took a biopsy of it, and it came back a malignant carcinoma, and they wanted to schedule her for surgery. Well, she had read about using the black salve on a mole like that, and she started that, and by the time she sent the picture to me, she had this big bloody like scab, black scab, and it was the size of a quarter or larger on the back of her hand between her first knuckle and her thumb in that soft tissue area. And she said some nights her level of pain, the black salve burns through the skin and pulls the stuff up. And someone had told her to talk to me about the clay to help pull the cancer out. Well, she's from Australia, and evidently we speak in different terms down there. And I told her to put the clay on it and cover it with saran wrap. And she wanted to know if she could mix the black clay salve with the clay. And I said, No, use them separately. So the black clay burns the hole in the skin and literally pulls the cancer to the surface. But it's extremely painful. It's a burn. And she said she laid awake many nights. The first day she used the clay, she only put it around the edges where it was weeping, and it dried it up and stopped the weeping. Then I realized she put it on with a bandage over it instead of plastic wrap, and it dried to the scab, and she couldn't get it off. So I told her to soak it off, and I had to take pictures of saran wrap and Glad Press and Seal and send to her and show her how to put it on and wrap it with a plastic wrap. She didn't understand plastic wrap, and she was letting the air get dried, and it dried out on the scab, and then she couldn't remove it. Well, the first night of doing it correctly, she took it off the next day, and this gristly-like mass, black mass, came off, and I've got a picture of it. And the time before I had seen someone using black salve and clay, it was a doctor, and he pulled out about a 50-cent plug of this wet, gristly-looking matter that was the tumor. And she still had a ridge of something on the side. I don't know what it was. She's still using the clay, and it's drying and healing up the hole that was in her hand from this plug. And I need to talk to her. I don't know if she still has a little cancer there, but if she'll keep using the clay, it should remove it. But in one day, it just took that plug, that scabby plug, off of there. So it's amazing what clay can do. Wounds, pressure wounds for elderly people who lay in bed and they get wounds on their backside from bad circulation and they get big open sores. We've had a gentleman in his 90s that had an open sore on his tailbone, and it was bigger than a 50-cent piece and very painful for him. And they were just sprinkling the clay powder on the wound and putting it on the pad that they kept under him in case he defecated on himself. So it healed those wounds and it filled the flesh in. It's an amazing thing about clay, when you have something that goes deep like that, you can nearly see his bones, they said. And this was a friend of mine's grandfather, and it fleshed back in. Just like when it pulled this plug out on the diabetic ulcer and on the black salve scab, when it pulled the plug out, there was a hole there. But it fills it in, covers it up, heals it, and leaves no scarring. It's absolutely amazing. Okay, let's see if we have any more questions. How does clay help with small wrinkles if it dries out your skin? How often can you use it? Can you use it directly on your eyelids? Oh, bannetitis is a swelling of the foreskin on the head of the penis, okay, and inflammation on the head of the penis. Definitely anything like that, any swelling clay pulls out, it pulls out the heat and the inflammation. If there's a rash or inflammation, put clay directly on it. Thank you, Cheryl. How does clay help with small wrinkles if it dries out your skin? How often can you use it? Can you use it directly on your eyelids? What it does is it tightens your skin. It doesn't necessarily dry it out. When you take a clay bath and you dry off afterwards, your skin feels baby soft. And if you put clay on one area, say just smear some of the clay mud on your forearm, let it dry, then wash it off, and you'll notice how soft that area is where the clay was. It's really slick when you're washing it off. What the clay does is we have little layers of dry skin that build up, dead skin cells, and the clay takes those off. And then the skin is very soft and smooth underneath, and it helps tighten those small wrinkles. So if you'll give yourself a facial 2 or 3 times a week, that may dry your skin just a little bit, particularly in the winter time, but you can use a good lotion or a cream. I use a cream base. The company used to make a cream base body cream, and we put the clay in it, and it keeps the softness on top of your skin. Most lotions have a lot of oil in them, and in 30 minutes it's soaked into the skin and your skin is dry again. The clay somehow works with the oils, and you'll put it on. When I put it on my arms, now my hands, I'm in and out of water, so I wash it off all day. But at bedtime, my arms just feel baby soft. They feel like velvet from the clay. So they stopped production on it because they're working to find a preservative that works more, a natural preservative that works more than a year. And they took it off the market because if they get these in the store and they stay there longer than a year, the oil begins to separate and it gets what's called rancid. And so the store was returning them to them, and it was a pain. So until they get that settled and find the preservative that they're looking for, a natural one without parabens and cancer-causing elements in it, they took it off the market. Well, I go to the body shop, Bath and Body Works, and I get a tube of the cream and a bottle of the lotion, and I put all the tube of cream in one thing. It's in a tube and it's thicker in a bowl. Then I add about half of the liquid, and then I gradually, like a teaspoon at a time, add clay and use a wire whisk and whisk it until it thickens, and you'll notice when it's getting thicker. And then I just put it in a jar and use it. Now, the bad part about that is Body Works uses things with parabens and methyl sulfate and stuff like that in it. But when you add the clay to it, I don't know if it takes out the parabens, but it darn sure does make your arms soft. And I can't do without my body cream. I love it. I use it on my face, my arms, my neck. It keeps me looking young. I'll be 79 this summer, and I'm just pleased that my skin looks so well compared to people my age. So, thank you for this. Will clay foot baths benefit as well as regular bathing? If you want to conserve your clay, how much should you use for a foot bath? It works not as good as a full clay bath. The benefit of the bath is you're getting all of your lymph glands down in the water, and it's working on the whole body. Where the foot, your feet have 200,000 pores in your feet, so it can draw out a lot of toxins, but it's not going to get to your lymph glands and be as beneficial. But if nothing else is available, that's good. There was a wellness center in the desert at Patagonia, Arizona, and they didn't have plumbing. They were on septic tanks and afraid to use the clay. So they had people use the clay on their feet, their hands, and the top of their heads. Particularly bald people, you know, will sweat on their head. You see these athletes have shaved their head, and when they're exerting, it's just wearing off. You've got pores up there. Those are large pore areas where you can put the clay to help detox. I like to make a foot bath. I made one the other day for the turtle, and I poured the liquid clay that I mixed to drink. I poured it in there. I made like a double batch and got a square pan. And you can put your feet in and soak. Just be sure and dry them off good before you go to walk on a linoleum floor, because your feet are going to be like grease slick when you hit the ground. And so take a towel that you can dry your feet off, or a wet wash rag where you can wipe them off after soaking. And if you're doing the foot bath, you can probably reuse the clay a couple of times. If you notice any odor starting in it, throw it away. It's gotten bad, but the surface area of clay is so large that there's still good clay in there, and the clay's not going to let it go of the bad stuff that's already captured. It's going to hold it. I say the lifespan of clay is 50 years, so we're hoping it holds those toxins for 50 years at least, and maybe the toxins die out by then. So Yeah, you can use the foot baths several times, three or four times, and just if you notice it changing color or if it has an odor to it, get something you can cover it somehow to keep it. The air will dry the clay out, so you want to keep it covered between uses. Let's see here. Good questions today. Does clay work on age spots on the arms or face? Yes, it does. I had quite a few, and most of them are gone. I have one or two left, and it just looks like a freckle. If you're prone to skin cancers, you want to use the clay. If you'll use it weekly, you'll notice those little skin cancers dry up and fall off, or they just go away, as well as the age spots. So get those on there. The clay is a lightening cream. The Asians like it because it lightens the skin, and I think the way it lightens the skin is it's getting those dead skin cells off, and you're seeing really fresh, healthy skin without the dried, dead skin cells on top. I got out in the sun the other day at my grandson's ball game, and I tanned very easily, and I noticed my face was very tan, and then my hair is thinning in the front, so I put clay in my scalp maybe once a week, and I just work it into my scalp at bedtime and sleep with it on and wash it off in the morning, and I got some along my forehead line, and I have a little lighter streak right next to the hairline. That where it took part of that tan off because it takes the dead skin off. So now I need to put a whole facial on it and get everything the same color. And here's a thank you for your wisdom on clay benefits. Well, you're very welcome. I appreciate it very much that I have listeners and people who ask questions, and it is my joy to spread the benefits of the clay. To me, suffering is optional, and if I see someone suffering, I just have to go tell them about the clay. I carry samples with me and cards with the website to go to where they can read about it. And we were talking about the people who are hard to determine. One gentleman couldn't get his wife on the clay. She was skeptical of it, and so he made an appointment and asked me if he could come by, if they could come by and visit for about an hour. And he wanted to pay me, and I told him I don't charge. I'm not a doctor, but he made a donation to the contributions for keeping the website going. And we sat and talked to her, and we all had a clay toddy, and she loved it, and it didn't taste bad, and she can't wait to get on it now and help her. She discovered she had an immune problem that hadn't even showed up yet. She's young, vivacious, high energy. When they did her blood test, they discovered that she had this immune weakness coming on. So maybe they can turn that around if she starts on it now. Her husband loves the clay, but sometimes you can't talk people into it. But she came and she asked me all of her fears and her questions, and we talked about it. And I told her how long I'd been taking it. And so, you know, if it was going to hurt somebody, I would have been hurt a long time ago or dead if clay was going to harm you, because I've been taking it for 20 years now. And I love what it does for me. My daughter's turtle got out of its pen, and the dogs got to it, and they tried to chew the shell and couldn't. But they got the fleshy part on the side, and they just ripped the skin off. And here she came home from school and found it. And she put them in the bathtub, and I said, cover them in clay in those side spots and wrap them in plastic wrap. And she kept them in her bathtub. He's a land turtle, and he's pretty large. He fills up one of those square pans when we put it in to soak them. She leaves it on for 24 hours, and then she takes them off and soaks them in clay water. And at first he wasn't eating, he wasn't drinking anything, and she noticed when she was soaking him in the clay water, he started drinking the clay. And that was a good sign. And the next thing you know, she offered him, he loves apples. He'll eat any kind of vegetable. He just gobbles them up. But he started eating the apple. That was the first thing he ate. And now he's just eating ravishly. Now we still don't know what it likes, because when she puts him in the clay bath, she's poked this clay up in his sides and it's still there, and she doesn't want to wash it off. I need to go over there and show her how to take her little sprayer on her sink and wash that clay off and look at it. The skin, it may have filled back in and grown back. I don't know. It was the tough skin. They just literally tore off this poor turtle. And so clay helps everybody. And the turtle likes it. And now he's eating again and moving around more. We thought he was going to die at first. So she said, "Mother, I can just see his insides. I don't know what to do." She said, "I'm just sick." And so we said a prayer for him, and we started putting clay on him. And I even have a picture of him soaking in clay. He's got clay all over his shell and his head. And he enjoys his clay bath. So, okay, let's see if we have anything else that has come in. Well, I want to thank all of you for your questions. It's been a great question day here. I was thinking nobody was online and nobody was listening, and we might have to stop the, cut down to one a month of these teleseminars. So let me know your opinions on that. Thank you for keeping the questions flowing. This is Perrier wishing you a good day. It's spring. Sunburns, remember clay for sunburns. If you just smear it over that sunburn, it pulls the heat out and it keeps it from blistering, and it's just amazing. Insect bites, the mosquitoes are coming out, so keep your clay handy. Take a little container. You can get some little jars or little squatty jars and put some clay in it and keep it in your car. It tends to dry out over time in the summertime in the heat, but keep your clay handy, and if it hurts, put clay on it. That's my advice. Thank you for the testimonials and everything, and I'll get these new testimonials on the website, and we'll let you know where we put them and when we get them there. So have a wonderful week, month, and year. It's May. School's going to be out soon, and summer. So I'm wishing you all the joys that spring can bring. This is Perrier signing out.